A Cat's Guide to Bonding with Dragons by Chris Bursin. The manipulators toss their wispy heads into the sky, looking like they want to scream out. But they were silent as their energy leached out of them and dissipated into the earth. The bone dragons also withered away in the sky, turning into flakes of what looked like black charcoal. Surprisingly, no crystals dropped out of them, nor did any crystals fall from the manipulators onto the ground. The portal had completely vanished as well, almost as if it had never been there at all.
"Gracious demons,"
Salanrija said.
"We've been tricked."
"What? How?"
"The crystal you knocked out was only summoning an illusion. No time to explain. Follow now."
Above, Lan was already heading towards that glowing spot on the horizon, and Ishtar and Salanrija wheeled around in the sky and dived, using gravity to their advantage to catch up with the white dragon. I groaned from deep inside belly, part of me wanting to turn around and go back to being wild again. But we all know how that turned out last time. I needed to help my friends. I could still see the demon Maine Coon, and so I summoned up some remaining threads of energy and sprinted right after him. My legs felt like jelly at first, and my body really wanted to give up. I panted as I went, and I pushed myself so hard that all of my muscles burned. I arrived at a circle made of the same demon rats that I'd seen before. In fact, everything looked so similar that I realized what I'd just battled must have been a mirror duplicate of this, except that there were no manipulators. It was just Astrovar and the demon Maine Coon. There was also a massive white portal, just like the first one, except it now had a fiery red center to it, which rippled as it moved. It looked almost as if I was staring through a pool of water into another world. Which, in retrospect, I guess I was. Astrovar had a staff in his hand with a dark purple crystal set into the head of it. He pointed this at the crystal on the pedestal, feeding it with purple energy, which turned into white energy that fed the portal proper. The dragon swooped down as one and tried to flame Astrovar, but he just raised his staff into the air and swept it from the floor over his head in one fluid motion. A purple barrier of light blossomed out of him, and the flames met that and didn't go any further. The dragons continued their dive, and they hit the barrier head-on. They ended up bouncing off it, and all three of them struggled to recover in the sky. Whiskers, I don't know how the dragon riders managed to stay on their mounts. But then, I guess they have the luxury of being strapped into their saddles. As the dragons swept around for another pass, Astrovar's voice boomed out so loudly that I thought he had one of those funny shaped devices that humans use in carnivals and the like to amplify their voices.
"You are too late,"
he said.
"The ritual is complete, and the world will soon belong to us."
That was when there came an intense flash of red light from the portal. It felt like the entire world burned with flame for just a moment, and I thought I was going to get scorched alive. Then the ground shook underfoot, and a roar 10 times louder than thunder filled the sky. All happened in less than a second, after which the red light faded, and there was the demon dragon flying out of the portal from its previous world. It was 5 times the size of the dragon's and had those same cracks in its skin that I'd seen on the demon Maine Coon's body. The air around it seemed to shimmer, almost as if it was getting sucked into what burned beneath the demon dragon.